Welcome, welcome, welcome into Prep Sports Weekly Replay. My name is Eric Bookinger, and what a show we have for you this week. We're talking some basketball, and Clintonville Wrestling will be our team of the week. Toward the end of this week's show, this is podcast number 64, is bringing us to you every single week as part of our sports coverage for the New London Hortonville Press Star and the Clintonville Tribune Gazette newspapers. You can find this podcast on ClintonvilleTribuneGazette.com or NewLondonPressStar.com. You can also find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Go ahead and subscribe to Prep Sports Weekly Replay on any of your podcast apps. She'll go straight to your phone when it is posted, and we always post these to social media just about every Saturday morning. This week's show is brought to you by Klein Automotive Clintonville. It's really, really real. Non-commissioned product specialists get paid on your satisfaction, not by how much to sell the vehicle for. See their expanded inventory at KleinAuto.com. Klein, real people, real value. And we'll actually start in Clintonville. I got to see a couple of basketball games on Friday night with the Clintonville First. They went up against Wrightstown, and the first half did not go as they had hoped, I would imagine. I left this game because I had to get to a second game that night and make sure I get enough pictures for this week's newspaper. And I went to the Clintonville game first. They played against Wrightstown. Wrightstown won this game 70-56. And unfortunately, I don't have any of the stats from that game yet. No one sent those over to me, but unfortunately, the Truckers took the loss. They were down 17-2, I believe this was the score, when I had to leave in the first half and headed over to New London for the girls basketball game, where the Bulldogs they went up and they beat Green Bay East by a score of 57-19. Kate Christian, she was the leading scorer for the Bulldogs. She had 16 points, including 14 in the first half with a couple of three pointers. Samantha Pfefferly, she had 9 points for the Bulldogs, and she finished with all 9 points that she had were all came in the second half. So a big win there for the Bulldogs as they beat Green Bay East pretty handedly. It was 26-9 when I got there in the second half, and the Bulldogs cruised to another victory. So the big win for the Bulldogs there as their season continues to roll on. But next we get to some wrestling with our team of the week. It's Clintonville Wrestling. Met with them on Friday afternoon during their practice. Went pretty fantastic, but here is Clintonville Wrestling as our team of the week. And we're here with Clintonville Wrestling as our team of the week, and we start with Jetlyn Mishansky. Is that how you say it? Jetlyn Mishansky, who is the funniest teammate on Clintonville Wrestling?
Levi Engel.
What does he do that's so funny?
He just bees himself.
Yeah. Favorite song, what do you like to listen to?
I like to listen to 80s music.
Anything in particular? A certain artist?
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, there you go. Favorite teacher at Clintonville High School?
Leah Armstrong. She's the choir teacher.
And why is she your favorite?
Because she helps me with a lot of stuff that's not choir.
Sure. And plans after high school, what do you want to get into?
I'm thinking either psychology or sociology, and I want to wrestle in college.
Next up here with Levi Engel. Jetlyn just said you're the funniest teammate. Tell me a joke.
I can't think of one right offhand, but...
That's all right. Something we should know about your coach, John Young. He's not going to listen, so he can see everyone.
He's really good at teaching us moves, in general as a team. And he's good with the bigger guys, too. But he can help everyone in any which way. But that's what's nice about him, so...
Yeah. What is your favorite sports play? I'm pretty sure you play football, don't you?
Yes. I do. I want to go to the NFL, actually.
Yeah?
It's a very interesting thing to want to do. It's really hard, but I want to go all the way, so,
Favorite teacher at Clintonville High School is who?
I would have to say Mr. Page.
Why is he your favorite?
Just funny.
Yeah.
He can get along with the guy very easily. He's outgoing, interesting, and just cool. So, yeah.
And then your plans after high school, what do you want to get into?
I would also like to be a coach, too. That'd be interesting. Also, I would like to coach football, maybe. But yeah, once again, would want to go to the NFL. So yeah.
Next up here with Magnum Mishansky, what did you learn at school today?
Learned some trigonometry.
There you go.
Then I had show choir and a couple other classes.
Fantastic. What'd you learn in trigonometry?
Sine, cosine, tangent.
Sounds right. Yeah. favorite food I like to eat?
Anything Italian.
There you go. Favorite teacher at Clintonville High School?
Mr. Emslander.
Why is he your favorite?
Because I love German and he's always got full of jokes.
And then plans after high school you ought to get into?
Plan on going to probably MIT, something engineering or science. So.
Next up, here with Bo Tuttenham. Is that right?
Yep.
Bo Tuttenham, what do you enjoy most with being the Clintonville wrestling team?
We're just really active and we support each other. It's just really fun.
And what is your favorite TV show?
I don't really watch TV that much.
Favorite movie then?
All right. I would just have to say Annabelle Creations.
There you go. Favorite teacher at Clintonville High School is who?
Mr. Emslander.
Why is he your favorite?
He's just really fun and gets along with every kid.
And then plans after high school, what do you want to get into?
Probably some type of interior design.
Next up, we are here with Tabitha Breitrick. What do you enjoy most of being on the Clintonville wrestling team?
Probably the competitiveness and I just really enjoy wrestling. I don't really know.
Did you make any New Year's resolutions for yourself going into 2019?
No.
No? Okay, that's all right. Do you want to make one now? You ready?
Yeah, I guess.
What do you got?
For wrestling, I'd say it'd be more faster on my feet, on my toes, than my heels. But other than that, I don't really have another resolution.
Sure. It's all right. Favorite teacher at Clintonville High School is who?
I'd probably say Miss Krieger, because I enjoy gym class, and she is my gym teacher for both gym classes, so, yeah.
And then plans after high school, what do you want to get into?
I'm actually already signed up for the National Guard, but I'm planning or hoping to go to Stevens Point, wrestle there, and do the outdoor recreation class there.
Next up here with Hunter Allender, what do you enjoy most of being the Clintonville wrestling team?
Going and taking people down and winning matches.
What was your best Christmas gift you got this year?
Probably just money. That's all I got.
That's all you need. favorite teacher at Clintonville High School?
Probably Mrs. Dins.
Why is she your favorite?
She's just crazy and kind of wild and keeps class going.
Yeah. And plans after high school, what do you want to get into?
College and like training horses and just hope for a good future.
Sure. Next up here with Matthew Skoronski. Best part about being on the Clintonville wrestling team?
Team bonding.
Yeah. What is your favorite movie?
Pearl Harbor.
What is that?
Pearl Harbor. Gotcha.
Favorite teacher at Clintonville High School is who?
Captain Strong Muscles. Go, Bo! Go, go, go.
Mr. Howe.
Why is he your favorite?
He's easy to talk to. He's a fun teacher to be with.
Yeah. Then plans after high school, what do you want to get into?
I plan to become a carpenter.
Team of the Week is sponsored by Nicolet Coffee, fresh as the Northwoods. Start your day with Nicolet and check him out online at nicoletcoffee.com. And we wrap up this week's show by a little alumni tournament talk. I know New London has theirs today. Hortonville had theirs last week. As you guys know, I went to Hortonville, so I played in this tournament. In class 2012, we finished in fourth place, unfortunately. Not enough to get to our back-to-back championships, unfortunately. We came up short, lost our first game, battled our way back, but it was just too little too late at the end. Class 2015 got the win. Well done, boys. Congratulations on your victory. We did match up against the Hortonville, and they call themselves the Polar Bulls or something, whatever they call themselves now. Matched up with them, and we got the win. Class 2012 just destroyed them, lit them up. I had about probably 0 points, but we blessed the audience with the matchup everyone's been waiting for. It's me against Hayden Krug, a couple of legends in the Hortonville basketball community, but it was fun. Alumni tournament's always awesome. Congratulations, 2015. We're coming back next year. Next year is a big year for 2012. Maybe I'll exercise for the first time and before December. We have 12 months left. We'll see if I can get in shape by then. But it's unlikely. I'm taking all the odds against that, but we'll see what happens. Appreciate you guys listening to another edition of Prep Sports Weekly Replay. My name is Eric Bookinger, and I will talk to you next week.